Hello, and welcome to the Gate of the Pilgrims. Kiryat Yearim is the gateway to Jerusalem. Today, when we want to go to Jerusalem, which is less than 20 kilometers away from here, we simply get into our cars and drive there. For us, the residents of Kiryat Yearim, this is a normal, everyday trip. Yet when Jerusalem is revealed before our eyes from the heights of the Castel neighborhood in Mivatzeret Zion, our heart still skips a beat. We can already feel that our feet were standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Our soul begins to sing inside of us. I rejoiced when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of God." Now, let your imagination draw you into a time tunnel. 2,000 years ago, you are ascending to Jerusalem with a convoy of pilgrims heading to the temple. They have arrived from different parts of the country. A final day of walking lies ahead of them. At the end, a challenging climb up to the gates of Jerusalem awaits them. But their legs know that the Spirit will carry them lightly. Their hearts already want to get up and go. But the camp is now preparing to sleep for the night. The entire village is here. The mothers urge their children to face eastward and recite the Ma'ariv prayers, eat dinner, and lay down to sleep. They will need all their strength for the ascent tomorrow. Last night of the journey under the starry skies. A small bonfire still burns at the edge of the camp. Older boys feed it with branches from the forest of Kiryat Yearim. The wood crackles in the flames happily. In the light of the fire, dancing at the edge of the camp, fathers tell the children about Jerusalem, the city that awaits them at the top of the mountains. They remind them of the sights of the temple, which they visited half a year earlier. The warm and wide smile of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, who accepted the basket of first fruits that they brought on the last harvest holiday. Tomorrow morning, the people of Kiryat Yearim will add their figs and grapes to the dried figs and raisins that they brought from their distant village. When they get closer to Jerusalem, the women will decorate the basket of first fruits, and the men will carry it into the courtyard of the temple on their shoulders. The fathers are now practicing the recitation of the proclamation said before the Kohen when the first fruits are brought. They briefly tell the history of our nation in exile and redemption. An Aramean sought to destroy my forefather, and he went down to Egypt. There he became a great, mighty, and numerous nation. And the Egyptians treated us cruelly and afflicted us, and they imposed hard labor upon us. So we cried out to the Lord, God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice. And the Lord brought us out from Egypt with a strong hand and with an outstretched arm. And he brought us to this place, and he gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. The eyes of the young children slowly shut. Their older siblings follow. The voices of the fathers become quieter. In just a few hours, they will wake up early before dawn breaks, and one man will cry out to them, "Rise, let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God." Their dream carries them on eagle's wings to the holy city and the temple. Tomorrow, tomorrow. The hearts echo the words of the prophet Isaiah. This song shall be to you as the night of the sanctification of the festival, and the joy of heart like one who goes with a flute to come upon the mountain of the Lord, to the rock of Israel. Their hands automatically reach out to their sacks. Their fingers caress the flute they have carried throughout the journey from their distant village to the city that they are quickly approaching. A smile spreads across their lips as they dream. When the Lord brings the returnees back to Zion, we shall be like dreamers.